Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone in Radio Land. We thank God for another Wednesday, for this truly is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice continually and be glad in it. I am so happy that the Lord has blessed me to go up and down the highways safe from hurt, harm, and danger. I thank God for a roof over my head. I thank God for eyes to see, ears to hear, legs to walk, a voice to talk. I'm just so happy in Jesus on this evening. It's been a rainy afternoon here. It's not raining right now, but they're expecting a lot of rain later on this evening. But it's all good because it is God who sends the rain. I just want to let you know tonight that I'm not going to prolong the time and keep my dynamic soloist waiting. Mother Janie stays locked and loaded. Mother Janie sings from the heart. If I'd have to give her a card, I would look for a card that says Matters of the Heart. She can get to your heart. I'm telling you, no matter what type of day you have been having, if you would just listen to the words of the song. When I was a child, my pastor used to emphasize, listen to the words of the song. That's what's going to touch your heart. You know, young kids, we want to hear the music, the bip and the bop and the be-bo-bo-bo. But my pastor said, listen to the words, because words have meaning and words are life. So we have to learn to slow it down a little bit. Listen, I know when I was younger, I didn't want to hear any, I mean absolutely, no slow songs. I wanted everything where I could stomp my foot, beat my tambourine, and scream to the top of my voice singing, what's the matter with Jesus? He's all right. Now that I'm older, and our church mother, Mother Eunice Seymour, used to say, live on. This is Seymour, you want to hear them old fogey songs? She said, live on, you'll get there. Well, they're not old fogey songs. To us children, they seem like old fogey, old-fashioned, slow songs. But, honey, those songs, like Jesus, keep me near the cross. Listen to the words. There is a precious fountain free. You hear what I say? Free to all the healing stream. It flows from Calvary's mountain. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, that blood will never lose its power. Another song that we used to say, oh, Lord, it ain't going with another slow song. We want to jump. See, we didn't have arthritis. We had energy. We were young. We wanted to be moving. And they were just happy, just sitting patting one foot and just rocking and basking in the presence of the Lord. But they would sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. We that was okay. It was nice to know. But we wanted somebody need a blessing. Please stop by. You know, we wanted something that the drum could be beating hard and we, like I said, could be stomping our foot and just jumping in the back of the church, having ourselves a good time. We didn't want to hear there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. That was okay, but maybe if they had to sing it faster, we might have been interested in it. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins where sinners plunge. We wasn't interested in that. Beneath the flood, and they lost all. The song said, lose all your guilt, your stain. We didn't want to hear that. Mother Janie, we didn't want to hear the dying thief rejoice to see that fountain in that day. Huh? But you know what? I tell you, I'm there now. They've gone on to be with the Lord, but I'm there now. I'm at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Oh, I still like to pat my foot hard. I like to get my stomp on it and have the drummer beating that drum like he's going to tear that cymbal completely off the stand. I still like shaking my tambourine. Mama Jenny, I graduated from the tambourine. I set of hands. And I sit in church. And when they get that music popping and going and them young people are out there doing the boogaloo, as I used to do, honey, I get my hand out of my pocketbook. It's 10 fingers. And I get it out and I make them, I make that hand clap. They bought it at the Dollar Tree. And what made me so attracted to the hand and it shakes, flip, 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 making a clapping sound, Mother Jenny. What made me so attracted to that hand and when I shook it, it clapped, flap, flap, flap. But because there was a time that my rheumatoid arthritis was so bad until I could not clap my own hand. But I'm grateful today for God and his son, Jesus Christ, and medicine that I'm able to clap my own hands. But when I really want to have fun, I pull those hands out my pocketbook and I let those hands help me praise Jesus. I'm going to decrease at this moment and I'm going to allow our precious woman of God, our church mother, I told her she got to get a sermon ready for me because I believe Mother can preach if you give her a few minutes. So I'm going to allow Mother to preach one of these Wednesday nights on our program, and I'm just looking forward to it. So right now I'm going to introduce and present to those of us on the Blog Talk line, our precious Mother Jenny. Oh, bless his name.
Good afternoon to everyone on this prayer line tonight. It's a blessing for me to be on there. It's a blessing for me tonight, and I ask everybody in the word of prayer, continue to keep me and my family in South Carolina, Hollywood, South Carolina, in your prayer. I had a death in my family. My cousin, my nephew was found dead in my cousin's yard in an old car. But the funeral was on Monday. So I talked to some of the family, and they're mending real good. So just continue to keep us in your prayer. So the song I want to sing tonight is asking everybody, hold on to God, unchanging hand. He said, time is filled with swift contrition, not of earth and more can stand. He said, build your hope on things eternal. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He say, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build until eternal. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He said, trust in him who not will leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, hold on to God's unchanging hand. He said, comfort not this world with veil that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure. They will never pass away. Oh, I say, hold on to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold on to his hand, God's unchanging hand. It said, build your hope on things eternal. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. It said, when your journey is completed, up to God you have been true. And bright the home of glory, you will, and rapture will arrive. Oh, he said, hold to his hand, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. You better build your hope on things eternal. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. That's why he said, Jesus is on the main line. Just call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, if you want a body healing, tell him what you want. If you want a body healing, tell him what you want. If you want a soul revived, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you want a financial blessing, tell him what you want. If you want a financial blessing, tell him what you want. If you want a financial blessing, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you want a miracle, tell him what you want. If you want a miracle, tell him what you want. If you want a financial blessing, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you are sick right now, tell him what you want. If you are sick right now, tell him what you want. If you are burdened down, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, he said, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. For Jesus is on the main line now. Thank you. Thank you. That song that I just sang is for the Lennon family here in Hollywood. And, oh, my gosh, Pastor Patricia, that song is for you and Dr. Gregory Scott. For Jackie Grant, for Mother Blondie, my cousin Rita, my niece Mabel Gregory, Susie Mitchell, and her husband James Mitchell. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. We thank God for Mother singing out of her heart. She wanted you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. There is no other hand greater to hold than God's hand. If you can hold to God's unchanging hand and you build your hopes on things eternal, my God, today everything will be all right. The problem being with us is we're impatient. We want God to move as the way we want him to move. We want him to, I used to hear them say, come right now, God. Come right now, God. We want a right now, God. Here's a right now, God. He can come right now. Before you get finished speaking, he's already done it. But it hasn't manifested itself yet. While she was singing, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. I thought about it. I said, now, Mother, messing with me now. Because that was one of the songs that we as young children, we didn't mind them singing that. Because, see, that had a little bounce to it. And we used to sing it, Mother, just maybe just a little bit faster. And we would think, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line now. Oh, that's my hand. I went in the room and I got my three hands. I tell you, these hands can get something started, you hear me? I be in church and I take my hand out and I start up and I tell you it's on. But as we love that song, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You want your body healed. Tell him what you want. If you want your soul saved, tell him what you want. If you're looking for a miracle, tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line now. And we used to say he's never too busy. Tell him what you want. He never sleep or slumber. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Oh, my God. Jesus is on the main line now. Ooh, I am so happy. I am happy in Christ today. I tell you, God is worthy of all the praise. Hezekiah Walker made this song, every praise is to our God, and every word of as with one accord, every praise is to our God. It's on YouTube. You can pull up Hezekiah Walker. Every praise is to our God. And every work with one accord, every praise is to our God. I thank God for my sister, Sister Jackie, and she's my advocate. She told me last week, she said, Lord, Sissy, I forgot to send it out. I thought about it and did something else, and it left my mind. So she made sure she got it out there today, because there are some people that don't remember the number, and each week they look forward to her posting that number. If they wrote it down, they wrote it away, or they put the paper somewhere and don't know where the paper is. But don't feel bad, because I don't know the number myself. Because I rarely call the number myself. Dr. Scott opens up, he calls in to the radio station. He's the host, and he calls in, and he has the computer set up, and he announces me, and then he opens my line so that I can go ahead on and talk. So I don't have to call into the radio station. I have had to call into the station since he took ill in December, and we're praying and believing God that he will soon be back with us. I believe we have had several hours of prayers going up without ceasing for him, and I have watched God do one miracle after the other. I watched God bring him back to life on the 31st of December, and I listened to the hospital when they called me, because I didn't go right away, because, you know, when somebody go in the ambulance and, you know, they got to tear the shirts off of them or whatever they need to do and get an IV going or whatever, and you're just sitting out in the lobby there. So I stayed here and prayed, got myself collected, and then I says, okay, let me go now to the hospital. But before I went, the neurosurgeon called and said, there really isn't anything we can do for him here, but I'll check just to make sure. But I'm pretty positive that there isn't anything that we can do. But if there is, do I have your permission? And I said, you do have my permission, sir. And he says, okay, I'll call you back if I need to. I said, that's fine. I'll be out there shortly. And so I did get out to the hospital, and once I announced who I was, they said, oh, well, we can take you on back. And when I got back there, the charge nurse said to me, we're going to be sending him to another hospital because we can do for him here. And I said, nothing? They said, no, nothing. I said, where is he going? So they told me where he was going, and that's like 45 miles from where we live here in Dover. And I said, okay. And I said, there's nothing that you all can do for him? And they said, no. I said, well, then, okay, it's a job for Jesus. So I waited with him until the ambulance had come back 45 miles down to get him. I wondered why they just didn't airlift him, but they didn't. They took their time. Still, job for Jesus. And when the ambulance came, and I talked with them, and they talked with me, and I stayed with them and watched them put him in the ambulance, and I turned my head, wiping tears from my eyes, and I began to have a pity party. And then I collected myself, and I said, God, they're not taking him away in a body bag, still alive. We sing a song, used to, God is not dead, he's yet alive. I can feel him in my hands, I can feel him in my feet, I can feel him all over me. And I began to bless the name of Jesus for him going away by ambulance and not by the going down to the morgue to wait for a funeral director to come and get him, a mortician, to come and pick up his remains. So I got myself quickly together. They said, are you going up with us? I said, no, I'm going home. It's almost 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 something. And I said, no, I'm going home. I'm going to bed. And I came home thanking God. I got in the house and I said, God, he's in your hands. You're omnipresent. You're where we can't be. And you're also with the doctors. And I said, God, he's in your hands. And whatever your will is, God, I ask that my will line up with yours. I don't want him to die. But it's not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I did lay down. And just as I drifted off to sleep, the hospital called and said, we can't do anything for him. Now, this is the second hospital. I said, you all can't do anything for him? She said, I don't know why they sent him here. There's nothing we can do. The stroke has ran its full course, and there's nothing we can do. The blood clot is so big, his brain is swollen, he's not responsive. He may not make it through the night. And I said, wow. I said, nothing at all? She said, no, I just want to prepare you for the worst. I said, oh, no, I'm good. I said, because if you can't, Jesus can. My point is, I never gave up on God. We sing songs, he's able. Don't give up on God, and God won't give up on you. Because he's able. He's able. And I said I was not ashamed to make mention that you all may not be able to do anything for, but my God can. I serve that kind of God. Yes, call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus is always on the main line. And all we have to do is tell him, even if the doctor tell you, I can fix this, you still better say, it's a job for Jesus. Because if God is not in it, we don't win it. Do you hear what I said? If God is not in it, we don't win it. Oh, bless his name. Bless that wonderful name. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of the Lord. But you know, that was on the first day of January of 2022, and I believe today is the 23rd day of March of 2022. He's still here. Oh, bless his name. He's yet in the land of the living. He knows who I am. He can say my name. When I got there, the nurse said, your wife is here. She said, he's been calling for you all morning. I said, really? I said, what you want? She said, where have you been? I said, well, I leave you every day and go home, get something to eat, shower, and I go to bed. And then I come back the next day. And he says, I'm glad you're here. He never said what it was about, but I didn't push it. I left it alone. And then when one of the aides came in, she said, there's your sweetie over there. Your wife is over there. She says, I know. She's over there. She's here. I know. And so they enjoy him. God had given me some aides and a couple of good nurses that they take good care of him. And I'm grateful. My husband's been in the hospital since the 31st of December, and he has no ulcers on his body. His heels are good. His buttocks is good. So that let you know there that they have been turning him because he can't turn himself. They're taking care of him. But Jesus is also there in the midst. They got to treat him right because he's the husband of Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Oh, bless his name. I'm excited tonight. God is real. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. For his blood has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real. For I can feel him in my soul. Oh, you know God is real. God is real. He's real in my soul. In my soul. Oh, his blood has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like your gold. Yes, God is real. For I can feel him in my soul. I tell you, yes, God is real. For I can feel God in my soul. So I thank God for the benefits and all that he has bestowed upon me and my husband. I thank every one of you on Blog Talk Radio that have prayed for my husband and those that you asked to pray for my husband and for me. I thank God for you. We are waiting for a bed for him to go to rehab. They told me at the second hospital, I just gotten off the air one Wednesday night, and I said, let me call and try to say goodnight to my husband. And the charge nurse said, well, he's already asleep. I said, okay, thank you. I said, how's he doing? How was his day today? And that was during the time that our hospital was on lockdown because of COVID here in Delaware. Your hospital in South Carolina was open, but ours here was closed, so I couldn't get in. And that's hard on a wife who can't get in to hold her husband's hand or to give him a kiss on the forehead or on the cheek. And you have to rely on the aides and the nurses to say that he's doing fine or she's doing fine or however it goes. It's not a good feeling. So I said to the charge, she said, well, I'm the charge nurse. And she said, well, I guess I can tell you. We had a meeting today, all of that. And I said, okay, and I'm expecting for her to tell me something good. And she said to me, I hate to have to be the one to tell you this, but your husband will never come home. I said, what? She said, he'll never come home. I said, what do you mean he'll never come home? She said, I hate to have to tell you, but he'll never come home. He will never get off the ventilator. The trach will remain in his throat. I said, what? And he'll be on the feeding tube, and we'll have a meeting, and we'll be sending him from here soon. And he's heading, I said, well, you're going to let him come home? She said, you can't take care of him at home. He has to go into a facility where he'll have to be there on the ventilator with the trach and feeding tube until he dies. I said, what you say? She said, that's how it goes. I said, well, where is he going? She said, up north in Pennsylvania. And before I knew it, I said, the devil is a liar. He's not going up north. I'll bring him home and do the best I can. She said, well, you can't. He's on the ventilator and has a trach. You can't bring him home. He will never come home. That thing was like a dagger in my heart. And I cried out to the Lord, and I called Pastor Franklin, and she said, well, we'll see about that. We'll see what God said. And they sent him from there but he didn't go up north into another state. They sent him right 5 miles away to a hospital called Select Specialty, where they specialize in getting you off of the ventilator. And I serve you notice tonight. My husband doesn't have a ventilator, and he's not on a drink either. He's eating. He's talking. He's trying to figure things out, trying to ask me this, that, and the other, and I answer. I said, I need information from you concerning some of your auto pays. Is this on auto? Is that on auto? He said, yep. You don't have to worry with that. It's all done. But this is the man who they said would never come off of the ventilator. Do you recall that I said right from the beginning it was a job for Jesus? Never fails. God never fails. We have to trust him. Remember a couple of weeks ago when I told you about the mustard seed, the size of the mustard seed? That's all the faith you need. You don't need the whole tree. You just need to trust God with all the heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That's what I'm talking about. I serve a God who's very much alive. Now, another doctor just told me a week ago that he will never get the use of the right side ever again. He'll never walk, he'll never use his hand, he'll never do any of that on that right side. It's completely dead, gone. And I said, really, doctor? He said, yeah. He had a very large stroke. He will not get the use of that again. I said, well, doctor, I have hope. He said, well, you know, I said, I have hope. I said, because, you know, they told me before he left over he wouldn't make it. They told me when he got to Christiana he wouldn't make it. Then they said he'd never get off the ventilator. I said, and he came here to your hospital that you're the doctor. I said, and he's come off the ventilator and the trach is gone. I said, now, do you think I'm going to give up hope now after watching God move? So he took me down to the chapel. He said, come go with me. I guess he thought I needed to pray. But do you all wait till you get to the hospital and go in the chapel to pray? I pray all the time. My Bible says men ought to pray without ceasing. Men ought to always pray. And that means women too, because women came out of the man Adam. So when God says a man needs to pray, he is including us because we're in a man. We came out of Adam. So we are not excluded. We are not exempt. Women ought to always pray as well. So he took me to the chapel. He said, isn't this beautiful? You can come in here if you need to. You can stay and pray if you. And I'm saying, why would I want to stay in this chapel with all these dead statues standing up here? The God I pray to is alive and well. My God is not dead. My God is still on the throne. My God is an awesome God. He reigns forever. I don't have to pray to a candle. I don't have to pray to a dead statue. I got my God alive in me. My God is on the inside. Everywhere I go, my God is with me. I can pray anywhere. I can pray while I'm driving my car. I can pray while I'm cooking my dinner. I can pray while I'm washing clothes, while I'm making my bed, while I'm taking my shower. I can pray anytime and anywhere. And to the hospital. And run down. Oh, my shit. To the chapel. I don't have to. Because I don't knock it if that's what someone needs to do. And that's their only point of contact by all means. Because you are acknowledging that you need to have a conversation. But I got my God with me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I got my God with me. Yes, and as Mother Janie so stated, all I got, I'm getting excited about my Jesus. All I have to do is call him up and tell him what I want, because he's on the main line. And all I need to do is call him up and tell him what I need. Tell him what I want him to do. He already know before I tell him, but he'd like to hear it come to me. God, I need you to fix this. God, I need every hour. I need thee. So bless me now. Bless me, my Savior. I need you now. Smoky Norfolk, rearrange, I need thee, oh, I need thee. And he went on there and we sang, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. So bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Well, he's a younger person than I am. And he took and kind of revived and rearranged his soul, and he sings, I need you now. Not another minute. Not another second. Not another day. Not another hour. He sings, I need you now. I don't have to light a candle to get my God's attention. All I have to do is say, Lord, help me. God, I need your help. So I let the doctor know that it's a job for Jesus. If he's going to walk, Jesus is going to allow him to walk. He needs therapy, and God will work to the therapist to touch the right muscles, to do whatever. But if God don't, he's already done what he say he gonna do. I'm excited, church, about the Lord, what he's done so much for me. You think I won't testify of his goodness? Just think of his goodness to you. His goodness to you. I'm not praying to a dead God. I'm praying to a living God. And I thank God for all of you who's on board with us tonight. From California to Maine, from the West Coast to the East Coast. When we start calling names, sometimes we don't do it intentionally. We miss someone. So I don't want to make anyone feel left out. So if you're in California, I'm talking about you. Thank thank you for being on board tonight. If you're in the West Coast, thank you, California, all of those places, Arizona, out West, you know what I'm talking about. In the Midwest, Texas and whatever. They're on the East Coast, from Florida to Maine. Stuck by Southampton. Tell my home folk I said hello. Stop in Hollywood. Tell my sister I love her. Hallelujah, Jesus. Stop in Virginia. Got a few folk there. Round by Virginia Beach. Apostle Cheryl. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I ain't fooling with that state of Georgia. See what I'm talking about? Just cover the entire East Coast. Somebody is in North Carolina tonight. Somewhere around Charlotte. Got a bunch of family out there. But I'm going to stop naming names. Got a brother in Maryland near Baltimore. Oh, bless his name. Got a brother in New York. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Oh, bless his name. The only aunt I have left alive is in New York. Cousins in New York. Friends in New York. I'm going to the Word. We don't have much time left. I want to play my song. Let's go to Matthew, the 6th chapter. I fear Jesus. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. In other words, don't be doing things for show. If you do something for somebody, you give them a morsel of bread, don't go all over the neighborhood broadcasting, because you can't get that reward from God for unto others. You know, where it said to love thy neighbor as thyself. In school they told you with the golden rule, do unto others as you would others do unto you. But it didn't come from the golden rule, it came from the Word of God. Love thy neighbor as thyself. But God is letting us know that if you do in your alms before men to be seen of them, you know, I got to let somebody know I bought him a coat and got her a pair of shoes. You have your reward. The scripture says you will have your reward, because you won't get one from your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet. You don't have to tell everybody before thee. As the hypocrites, see, there's a name for you, the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Yeah, they rewarded themselves by doing it like that. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Keep it to yourself, in other words. Now, let me tell you, that's pretty close. The left hand is just on the opposite side of your right hand. Now, that's close. But you're not even supposed to allow the right hand to know what the left hand is doing. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which thy Father, move out the way. Yeah, I got these little things in the way of my writing here.
That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which sees in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet.
Oh, bless his name. I hit a button and the woman started reading for me. Thank you, sweet Jesus, but I need this flowing now. She's going a little ahead of me because I want to explain this. We've got a few more moments. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. See, we're bad with this black-eyed holiness, folk. Some of us don't feel like we're not praying if we're not yelling and screaming, and we get excited, and I get excited, and I raise my voice louder. But it only takes just a simple, Lord, thank you. God, I thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you that you're going to continue to do that. See, if you pray like that, especially from the holiness church that I come from, well, they might label you as dead. But God, I need you to touch the Marine family now. God, go with them to the hospital. Go on out. Oh, honey, she really prayed. But you just read it with me. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. This is why some people don't pray, because they heard someone who pray like that, and they feel like they don't know how to do that or can't do that, so therefore they won't pray. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of. We told you a little few seconds ago that God already knows what you need him to do before you ask him. But he marvels in the fact that you are humbling yourself enough to say, I can't make this journey without you. So God, I'm inviting you to step in and help me. Because if you don't, it won't. Without you, I can do nothing. Without you, God, I am nothing. So therefore, you already know what I have need of before I ask you. But I'm going to ask you anyhow, because that shows humiliation, that I'm not so great that I can't say, Father, help me. I love the word of God. Oh, bless his name. After this manner, verse number 9, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father. This is Jesus talking to the disciples, telling them how to pray. He let them know, God already knows what you have need of, but I'm going to teach you how to get his full attention. So therefore, after this manner, I need you to pray like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And that's divine power. How powerful is thy name? Your name is divine. Your name is great. It's the name above all names. Anyone praying to any name other than God, you are praying amiss. You're using vain repetition. You don't need no other name but, I just read it, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. You are acknowledging, God, it is your kingdom. Thy will be done in earth. God, it's your earth. As it is in in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us. See, we gotta, when we pray, we have to always be mindful. God, I need forgiveness. Somebody, I might have looked at someone wrong. I might have thought something wrong. I did it wrong. Forgive me, God, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debt to people that have done things against me. And lead us not. Let us not go into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power. See that? The kingdom is God. The power is God. And the glory is God's forever. Ah, man, I have this song that I want to play for my listeners tonight, if I can pull it up and get it started. I'd like to dedicate this to all of you and to my sister Jackie.
The reason I'm going to be a work of God tonight, why don't you loosen up and come over to the service and watch? Why am I waiting so far?
I'm a soul. I want to take a little time out. Oh, Somebody needs the praise of this.